Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Good afternoon to everyone around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be with all of you here on this very beautiful day. And again, ACC News brings another wonderful and inspiring guest. Today we have with us holistic nutritionist Semi Zambazes, and she is the founder of Radiating Wellness. Now, to everyone tuning in, and everyone please, again, listen very closely to this. To anyone that wishes to have a higher quality of life, both mentally and physically, people that are dealing with doctors and then no longer wants to deal with all of these illnesses, medications, tired of always feeling stressed, tired of always being depressed. Again, if any of this sounds familiar, please grab a seat, get very comfortable, because again, our special guest today, Sammy, may possibly give you information that may change your life forever. It is now Tuesday, the 12th of November, and I would like to remind everybody tuning in today, especially our listeners from overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Sammy or any one of our segments, they are permanently archived on our Blog Talk Radio website. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. Now, also, if you're a big part of social media, and just about everyone is now these days, we are also on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And also visit us on our website at accglobalmedia.com. And again, you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, for our topic today, wellness. And it's really defined as the quality or state of being healthy in the body and the mind. And it's utilized by many different healthcare professionals as means of prolonging life, you know, preventing and treating illnesses. Now, while many are skeptical of the incorporation of wellness practices into modern healthcare, the proof and the facts are difficult to ignore. Now, nutritionist and also fitness and life coach Semi Zambazes of Radiating Wellness provides undeniable proof that the integration of wellness can bring magnificent benefits to one's mind and also the body. And again, Sammy has a wonderful story that she will share with us, but I just want to touch on to inform everyone, Sammy's personal journey and exploration into the world of wellness, it really began at a young age, the age of 16, when she was diagnosed with fibromyalgia. And again, like I said, she will touch on this, but again, the symptoms of this condition, they're very bad. Chronic pain throughout the body. Sammy suffered with chronic migraines and headaches. She went to countless doctors, different medications, and the treatments. They did really very little to subdue all of her agonizing symptoms. Desperate for answers, Sammy decided to take a different approach. She went into the world of the unknown. What she did was focus her efforts on nutrition and exercise. And what she found was that the results were absolutely incredible. Now she really has a rejuvenated spirit and zest for life. What Sammy did was spend 6 years studying the most effective plans of nutrition and fitness. Additionally, she went on to become a certified professional life coach and founded Radiating Wellness. And now she is ready to help people really from all different backgrounds enhance their lives. Really a truly incredible guest. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you holistic nutritionist, founder of Radiating Wellness, Ms. Sammy Zambazes. How are you doing today, Sammy?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I am doing very well. We are very happy to have you.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I can't wait for you to really share your story and knowledge with our audience. Before anything, Sammy, can you very quickly share with them who exactly is Sammy Zambazes?
Well, I'm 22 years old. I'm a nutritionist, a fitness coach, and life coach. But I'm an artist and a model as well, but I tend to focus all of my energy on my business, Radiating Wellness. I'm dedicated to helping others begin healthy lifestyle journeys and just to really help just as much as I can to people suffering with illnesses or depression or anything like that.
And what's truly incredible, again, you're at this very young age and now you're choosing to dedicate your life to helping other people. And again, what everyone sometimes may not realize that even at this young age, you had the opportunity to go through certain experiences that taught you some things that even people take a whole lifetime and still don't get a chance to really understand. Can you please share with the audience your personal story that's really led you to where you are here today?
Of course. So when I was 16, I started getting a whole bunch of like different kinds of headaches, like ice pick headaches, which are random shots of pain in your head. And then fibromyalgia symptoms, which is basically like vision problems, chronic pain throughout my entire body. And so I was like, this doesn't seem right. So I went to the doctor and they started doing all these tests on me and giving me different medications. And it was just really exhausting and tiring. And they eventually diagnosed me with fibromyalgia, chronic migraines, new daily persistent headaches, and ice pick headaches, as well as chronic depression and chronic anxiety. So all that happened when I was 16 and I was just feeling really defeated and I just didn't know what to do. And I was like, I hate taking all these medications and I just got really depressed and ended up actually trying to take my life. And luckily that didn't work. So I decided when I came out of that state of shock, I decided that there has to be a different way to be well and healthy. So I actually started to research on my own all the different ways to exercise and eat healthy, and I just really dedicated my time to learning all that stuff. So I implemented what I was learning into my life, and the results were amazing. And like, it not only did it help my headaches and depression, like my mood was just elevated, I could sleep better. It was helping my fibromyalgia pain. The exercise was like just really cool. I just think it's amazing what exercise and healthy eating can do for the body. So here I am today, still doing all that stuff. And because I went through that journey, I'd love to help other people get to where I am today. No matter what their issue is, I would love to help them really get a better quality of life.
And it's funny to bring up, you know, health and exercise. And again, so many people don't know the level of importance of this. And it seems that you are very lucky to catch it from a young age. I mean, so many people, they spend their entire life heavily medicated. And again, the medications come with all types of devastating side effects. But again, you found a way through health and fitness. How has health and fitness really helped change your life after being diagnosed with fibromyalgia and also dealing with depression at such a young age? What has health and fitness actually done for you?
It basically just opened my life up to new possibilities. Just giving me a different outlook on life, knowing that it doesn't have to be pills and like medications for the rest of my life. Like I can do it naturally. And basically just having that freedom, not being attached to all those medications and all that kind of stuff. Like it's very freeing.
Yes. And there's so many people out there that are really stuck on so many medications. They can't find a way to get off. They feel that they need them, and one medication has one side effect, and then they have to take another medication for that side effect.
Exactly.
So I know how much it means being actually free of all of that. Now, with your practice, you also, again, you focus on health and eating. How important is proper eating and getting healthy? And why is that always overlooked by so many people when trying to get healthy or trying to lose weight?
I feel that it's overlooked because everybody thinks like, oh, you just have to exercise and I can eat whatever I want. And as long as I exercise, I'll lose weight, which is a common misconception because eating healthy, it's like 80% of what you need to do to lose weight and be healthy. The other 20% is exercise, but what you put into your body is so important, and like you are what you eat basically. And if you're eating, you know, fast food every day, you're going to feel sluggish and you won't get as much as you would from exercising if you ate like healthy meals and things like that. So it's very important to eat healthy, especially if you want to get the most from your exercising.
Now, we also do know that you do have a meal plan as well. So if somebody in the audience was to sign up for this meal plan, what are some of the benefits that they can get from being on your meal plan? And actually, if you could also mention maybe some of the food that they can expect to be included in some of these plans as well.
Sure. So I have my meal plans are basically focused on low glycemic index, which basically means low sugar. So it can help you feel thinner on the inside. It can help with your sleep, irritability, increases your energy and your mood, and more, definitely there's more to it than that. And there's things like breakfast burritos and stir fries, chilies, and many more delicious recipes found in my meal plans.
So to everybody tuning in today, I know so many people here, you know, eating healthy and they think, well, I'm going to have to eat broccoli all day. You know, that's not really the case. You can eat healthy and continue eating many of the foods that you love. And that's why people like Sammy are over here to help you create these meal plans. So I'm assuming a lot of these foods are still tasty and that you wouldn't have to be sacrificing much.
Of course, yeah. I love food. And if I don't think it tastes good, I won't eat it. So I try to make the meal plans as diverse in spices as possible and really get those tasty recipes out there. And yeah, just kind of create something that you won't stick your nose up at, basically.
And we've actually, we've touched on this word several times so far. And I know a lot of people out there, they dread this word and it's exercise. It's something that's so difficult to do. It's so easy for us to sit on the couch and do nothing. So can you please share with the audience what are some benefits of exercise and why is it so important to include that in your process of getting healthy and fit?
It's important to exercise because you need your body to move. Like you said, your human body was not meant to sit for hours and hours on end. With that exercise, you can lose muscle tone and begin to get weak and different things like that. Exercise is important to feel strong and powerful and can help with your everyday functions. Like you won't get as tired shoveling the driveway or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, exercise is pretty important.
So once they actually sign up for the workout program and they start doing it for a couple of weeks, so what are some of the benefits that they may see immediately after the first few weeks?
They'll feel stronger. They may see an increase in energy. They would see, the increase in energy is a big one, and better sleep.
And better sleep is actually very important.
Yeah, like it's very important for to continue exercising to get better sleep. Like if you don't get your sleep, then exercising won't. Like you got to balance the sleep and exercise. So if you exercise,
exactly,
you can sleep much better. I mean, some people can't exercise and go straight to bed, but if you can exercise at least for 30 minutes a day, even spread out throughout the day, like that'll be very beneficial.
So, Sammy, who exactly is your client base? And for the people out there, and so many of us believe, hey, it's too late for me. I'm too far gone. I'm not the type that can do this. Is there any limit of age, gender, or any situation for anybody looking to get healthy, for anybody looking to sign up for your program? Is it ever too late?
No, it's never too late. You can always begin your journey whenever you feel you're ready to. My client base is basically anybody between the age of like 18 to about, I don't know, like 50 or 60.
Okay.
A very wide range.
So to everyone out there, most likely you fall into this category. And again, really the first step in getting to the right direction is reaching out for help. And so many of us tend to not do this. We have somebody over here that's, again, they've been through there. All of the pain and agony that you're feeling, maybe depression, it could be mental, it could be physical. We have someone that's been there and has been able to overcome this. And they can share that knowledge with you and help you get to that point. So, Sammy, if I'm somebody right now, I'm sitting at home and I reach out to you to sign up for the program, well, what exactly would happen during the initial consultation session with you?
So, I'm actually online. So, you can either contact me with through email or social media, or you can do Skype. I would basically get as much information from you as I can, depending on what you are looking for from me. If you're looking for a meal plan, then I'll get you to fill out like a food diary so I can see what your eating habits are like throughout the week. And then I'll study it basically and then give you some suggestions and a meal plan and all that stuff. If you're looking for a fitness plan, I'll kind of do the same thing, just ask you like what your current exercise habits are and give you suggestions. And for life coaching, I really give you a questionnaire to really make sure that I'm able to help you with what you would like to change about your life. Also for the meal plans, I give you a questionnaire as well to find out what metabolic type you are. There's three different types. There's balanced oxidizers, fast oxidizers, and slow oxidizers. Basically just meaning how your body processes fats, carbs, and hydrates. So I basically also do a meal plan based on what you are. So I find out all that information and kind of just go from there and make a custom whatever you're looking for.
So is it some form of test that they would take for you to determine which category that they're in?
Yeah, so it's just a quiz. It's about 50 questions long. I would send that to them over email, and they would fill it out, and then they would send it back to me, and I would go through it and see how they answered the questions and then determine what type they are and then give them a special meal plan based on what the results are.
And you did mention that you are online. So once they sign up with you, how exactly would you hold your sessions?
I would do it over Skype if they're interested in that, or if they don't feel comfortable with Skype, just talking over a social media platform like Facebook Messenger or something like that, or over the phone. Over the phone is totally okay too. Just however they're comfortable in holding the session with me.
Now, Sammy, why do you feel it's so important to customize an individual plan with everyone you work with?
Everyone's unique. Everyone's different. What may work for me may not work for someone else. It really depends on what you like to do. Like, if you hate swimming and I tell you to swim, like, you're not going to do it, right? So it's really just what your preferences are and making that meal plan or fitness plan or life coaching plan custom to you. So it's just, it's basically just, I want to make sure that you're happy with what you want to do with your fitness goals and your eating goals and stuff like that.
And to everybody, again, that's sitting at home that feel like, hey, I won't ever get there. Nobody said that the process would be simple or overnight, but what you have to do is take that first step. Reach out to help, reach out for help, and reach out to somebody that's been there and that know exactly how this process works. Now, Sammy, you've worked with so many people. What do you feel are the biggest issues facing people today trying to get healthy or losing weight? Why do so many people fail at this process?
I would say just not having the knowledge of what exactly to do and the fad diets that people push on other people. Like if you eat like the special, super special diet that promises to make you lose weight and like 20 pounds in like 2 weeks, like as soon as you stop eating that way that they say, you're just going to gain the weight back, and people don't really understand that. So you need to be able to eat healthy in a way that's sustainable. So it's just having to understand the processes of eating healthy and exercising is a big one. So educating yourself is, knowledge is power. So,
absolutely. And as you know, Sammy, there's so many different people out there, different, nutritionists and health experts giving people advice. In your opinion, what do you feel kind of sets you apart from these other people offering similar services?
I would say just the journey that I've been through. I have a different outlook. Like I really believe that everybody's like completely different. Everybody needs a special or like custom plan to help. Everybody's situation is different. Like they've all gone through different things throughout their life to make them who they are today. So you really need to customize what you're doing with them to make sure that it fits their life.
Okay. Now, we do have a few minutes left. Before anything, I really want you to share with the audience, Sammy, the personal satisfaction you get from helping people get healthy, not only physically, but also mentally as well, through proper nutrition and exercise. What do you get out of it?
I just enjoy helping people. Like I love seeing the smile on their faces when it's finally working for them. Really helping, like getting people off all those medications, and I don't know. I just really enjoy making a difference in someone's life. Like if I had someone that could have done that for me, I would have been so grateful. So
I think again that it's wonderful. Again, you didn't have that, so now you would like other people out there in the world to really not go through everything that you have to go through. And that's incredible for other people out there because, again, motivation is such a big thing. So many of us can really motivate ourselves to make that change. Who or what is the biggest influence in your life? What really got you to that point?
That's a good question. I don't really know. I don't have who's the biggest influence in my life right now. I guess that would just be. Well, my mom is a really big influence in my life. I was helping her with, and I could see the change in with her. Her like she was on blood pressure pills, and then she no longer had to be on blood pressure pills. So, just kind of seeing the change in like personally through her, like it was a big influence to help me. Yeah, it was good to see that, and then it really influenced me to continue to help more people.
So for the people out there that are ready to make that change, Sammy, and they want to reach out to you, and again, they want these new meal plans, they want to start exercising, where can they go to find out more information about you? Where can they go to really sign up for your fitness program immediately?
So they can go to my website at radiatingwellness.ca. You can, there is a tab on my website that says contact me. You just click on that and input your name, your email, and your phone number, and then whatever you want to say to me, and it just sends it to my email, and then I can email you back, or you can call me at 905-243-0188. Again, that's 905-243-0188. Or you can also email me at radiatingwellness@outlook.com.
And you're also on social media?
I am. My Instagram is sammytz.fit. And then my Instagram is, I should probably remember that. The Facebook is just sammytz.fit again.
Okay.
So
to everyone in the audience, it happens. Sammytz.fit on Facebook. And your website address is radiatingwellness.com?
.ca.
.ca, radiatingwellness.ca. We have about 30 seconds left, Sammy. Do you have any parting words for the audience today?
Just if you are feeling like you are lost, there's always hope. There's always a way to meet your goals and just keep going. You got this.
And I thank you very much again for sharing your story with our audience. And to everyone in the audience, thank you very much for joining us. Please visit accglobalmedia.com or any one of our social media sites for all future show dates and times. Thank you very much for joining us again. And to our very, very special guest today, Sammy Zimbazis, I thank you very much for joining us, Sammy. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye.
Bye.